Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, you can't turn around and look in any particular direction without seeing that the media is filled with stories about how the Democrats are planning to refuse to accept Donald Trump's impending victory. A lot of speculation about cheating and lawsuits and the odd military coup. And, you know, I'm going to go off the reservation here and leave aside the bizarre notion that our troops are eager to risk their lives to kill their friends and family for the benefit of the leftist establishment and the military-industrial complex, which the Democrats have suddenly embraced as something awesome, in order to impose that creepy old weirdo from the basement upon America. The challenges are real, but they are also overblown. And I say to you, with all confidence, don't panic. Prepare. Work to get out the patriotic American vote. If we're ready, maybe this won't descend into the chaos that a lot of people, you know, are forecasting right now. Now, they're going to cheat. That's baked in. And they are fully committed to it. And that's why they hate voter ID. It's harder to cheat when you have to prove who you are. Voting by mail gets around that and offers all sorts of opportunities for mischief. They fully intend to try to leverage voting by the mail to get the China virus paranoids and their usual layabout voters to vote instead of just sitting home watching Judge Judy, and to manufacture the necessary votes to swing the election. The turnout issue is important to them because all the numbskulls driving their cars alone with masks on are all leftist. The Dems could have gone without explaining that going to vote to the Biden confers immunity just like rioting, but whatever. Now, the cheating aspect is another issue, but how great an impact cheating might have is open to question. Vote by mail is a Democrat thing, and it's generally Democrat states where it's happening, like California. Take California, please. The Golden State, whose leftist leadership recently bowed to pressure from the pervert lobby to lighten up on the pedophiles, seems intent on mailing a ballot to every Tom, Dick, and since Harry's a liberal, Harry. Now, this could be a problem in some of the state's contested House races, though Representative Mike Garcia crushed the heiress to that icky throuple having Congress tramp in a special election earlier this year. That was mostly by mail. Luckily, it's not a problem in the presidential contest. So, what's going to happen? Biden will get 70% of California instead of 60% of California. So, instead of getting 55 electoral votes, he gets 55 electoral votes. That's where their problem comes in, see? It becomes an issue in battleground states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and possibly Wisconsin if the Democrats manage to remember that it exists this time around. The simple idea is to make up any deficit in the in-person voting tallies by coming up with ballots out of the blue cities to overturn the heavy red rural vote. But remember, there's time limits and procedures, and we Republicans do have poll and count watchers. You could consider volunteering. And yes, they will try to find some Hawaiian judge to rule that a guy in Ann Arbor who's not allowed to vote on November 25th is being cruelly deprived of his human rights. But we have lawyers, too. In Iowa, we just disqualified thousands of shady ballots. We need to be aware of the points of vulnerability in the process. And we need to watch those kill zones like the soaring hawks of justice that we are. Pundit Larry Schweikart, he has brought up the possibility that vote by mail is a giant boomerang that could clobber the Democrats. The disqualification rate for mail-in ballots is quite high compared to regular voting. There are timing gates and procedural requirements that can easily lead to a ballot getting tossed. And how should I put this? Should I be delicate about this? A key constituency within the Democrat Party is stupid people. And stupid people forget to mail their ballots or lose them or neglect to put on a stamp or fail to sign the envelope or scribble me like old guy, not bad orange man next to Grandpa Badfinger's name instead of filling in the oval or roll up some weed in the ballot and smoke it. Remember back in 2000 when we had the hanging chads? In 2000, the Democrats put their chips on people who could not figure out how to punch a hole in a piece of construction paper. When you're going to go all in on dummies, that is going to prove to be risky. Ballot harvesting is one way they can try to address the deficiencies of the mental defectives who make up much of their party, but remember, that is illegal in most places. And in California, the GOP is going to do it too this time, not because we Republicans are too stupid to vote right, but because most of us are actually, have jobs. And the best thing for us to ensure our people go out and vote in person, that's the best thing we can do. We're trying to get a lot of new voters this time, folks who realize that Biden has them, their faith, their guns, and their trucks in the crosshairs. And the easiest way to ensure a vote is counted is to get them to walk into polling place and do their thing in person, pull that lever. And moreover, a huge election night lead provides a psychological barricade against the count until we win strategy. It makes the cheating look like cheating, which will be important because every media outlet will be assuring us that Trump's victory is really a defeat. And by the way, count on the networks refusing to project a winner election night no matter how badly Biden loses. There's going to be other stuff too. Lawsuits, elector games, no concession by Biden, who's likely going to go down in history as a thinner but equally creepy Al Gore, forever wandering around his backyard insisting that the squirrels address him as Mr. President. It will be ugly, but it will be a lot less ugly if the vote is not close. If we got in there electorally and gave them a landslide defeat, which they so richly deserve, there's not a whole lot they can say about this. Now, I know on the one, and I still anticipate violence. I still anticipate a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos. And I really anticipate it happening where it's happening now. I don't know how it's going to be around where I'm at. I've got plans for when I go vote. Probably not something they want to consider, but I'm going to go with a group of people to vote, and we're going to do overwatch on each other. I'm going to have people off the site, but close enough to where they can see observe what's going on, and because you can't carry a gun into a ballot place. To a polling place. But, I don't know if we'll have anything like what happened in Philadelphia again. I don't know if they'll try that kind of intimidation. I don't foresee Antifa showing up and trying to intimidate us around where I live. Hopefully where you live as well. But, just be aware, but don't panic. Let's just get ready. Anything, this country is worth saving. Your loved ones are worth defending. Just prepare. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZ USA. Delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. What happens when one's politics loses all contact with reality? It might look something like what's currently unfolding in the Democrat-led cities across the country. These urban centers of America, so-called bastions of progressive thought and ideology, have unraveled before our eyes over the last few months, and now they are engulfed in widespread violence, which doesn't seem very progressive to me. In addition to looting and arson, mobs of rioters, or as CNN calls them, mostly peaceful protesters, have grown by the day, and so have their menacing antics. And now, the mayors of these cities are running away. They are fleeing. The same mayors who have defended and even promoted acts of anarchy in their cities in the name of social justice and have repeatedly rejected offers of federal assistance to quell violence are now feeling that it's getting a little too close for comfort. And for them, the abstractions of their political revolution have become real. And that reality is a little bit frightening for them. In Portland, Oregon, Mayor Ted Wheeler said Tuesday he will move from his $840,000 condominium because of repeated protests there. I guess if you can afford an $840,000 condominium, going out and moving somewhere else is probably not that big of a deal. I don't know. Wheeler said it would be best for me and for everyone else's safety and peace that he finds a new home. Before taking refuge, Mayor Ted Wheeler openly rejected help from the National Guard, even posting an open letter online expressing his refusal despite more than three straight months of protest and violence. It reminds me of Kevin Bacon's character in Animal House when he's out there. Fear not, all is well. That's what he's been trying to do. That's what he's been trying to do. He's been trying to tell the protesters, I'm with you. I'm with you, brother. Solidarity, comrades. Now they've run him out of his $840,000 condo. I'll just bet that that $840,000 condo is not disappointing to live in. I bet it's probably quite nice. In St. Louis, Mayor Lida Crewson was temporarily relocated after a string of protests at her Central West End home. Crewson states, we did it to de-escalate the situation, to save police resources, and importantly because our neighbors were being disturbed and threatened, and probably because they were talking about killing you or something, Your Honor. In Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot has assigned police officers to block protesters in front of her home, saying that she had received threats against herself, her wife, and the home. Well, I guess it's pretty nice that you have your own police department that you can tell to go ahead and station up, you know, post up in front of the door, arrest, and she's ordered them to arrest anyone who refuses to leave the block. She's also repeatedly ordered Chicago's river bridges raised to keep people out of downtown. She said the move was to protect businesses and residents. It sounds medieval. Raise the drawbridge! And all the while, up the ladder of leadership with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they've maintained a very discreet silence, offering only vague condemnations of violence and even outright lies about what is truly unfolding in the streets. The Democrats prefer not to grapple with the uncomfortable and disturbing truth that the riots have materially harmed the lives of the vulnerable people they swear to fight for. They don't want to acknowledge that struggling small businesses have been crushed and buildings and homes burned to the ground and innocent lives lost. What could be more hypocritical and cowardly than literally running away from the places and people you've sworn to protect? And protects, maybe the silver lining here is that these so-called leaders have been shown for who they really are. They would rather watch their cities burn to the ground than confront a politically inconvenient reality or accept help that could give Trump's agenda a boost. this unprecedented abandonment of responsibility will not go unnoticed or unchecked. And despite the mainstream media's best attempts to hide and disguise facts or shift blame, the reality that our cities are burning and our mayors are running is too disturbing, both for what it reveals and what it foreshadows, to be ignored. The country is watching this happen. We've always heard how nice it is in the big city, how advanced they are, how progressive they are. Blue state bastions. And now the people, as soon as Bill de Blasio gets out of New York City, then we will know something, because Bill de Blasio has a pretty serious security detail. All the mayors of New York do, because they're the mayors of New York. And, we're going to see how that works. We're going to see how that works out for him when he has to run, because he will have to run here very shortly. I think it's sort of funny, to be honest with you. I mean, I can only imagine, you've seen the type. I mean, they feel like they're quite superior to us in our temperament, our morals, our intelligence. They think they have an upper edge to us. And they think by getting out there and saying, you just simply don't understand. These people need their voice. They need their space to be creative, their space to express. Is that my limo on fire out there? And interesting things are happening. Al Sharpton got out there the other day on MSNBC when he was talking to Joe Scarborough. Al Sharpton said, it's the latte liberals out of the Hamptons who are talking about getting rid of the police. In the black communities, we may need to reimagine the way policing is done, but we need more police. Which, that was Al Sharpton. What does this mean when the clock is broken? The broken clock is always broken. It's always right twice a day. That's all pretty good and all cool and everything. But when you hear Al Sharpton saying that kind of stuff, which is not crazy or something, I mean, it's pretty true. I mean, I was feeling the ground to see whether it was frosty. So, pretty funny stuff. It's pretty funny stuff. The mayors are running from their feel-good fiefs. Lori Lightfoot really believes hers is a fief. She thinks she has drawbridges and everything else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 40 of Flight 93 did the most American of things. They took a vote and then they acted.
President Trump's comments in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the president calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions on September 11th. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also heading to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden and Vice President Mike Pence greeted each other with an elbow bump at a September 11th memorial in New York City. A pretrial hearing has ended for the former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd in May. The judge said he would not immediately rule on defense motions to dismiss charges. He also said he would not make an immediate decision on motions to combine four cases into one or a motion to change the location of any trial. This is USA Radio News. During a recent question-and-answer session with labor leaders, Joe Biden appears to be queuing up answers and reading off a teleprompter after a supporter asked him a question about labor rights. As far as if Biden does use a teleprompter, National Press Secretary for Joe Biden, T.J. Ducklow, tells Fox News,
"Brett, we are not going to engage. This is straight from the Trump campaign.
Well, yeah, they're
question.
Using
and
it.
And what it does, Brett, is it's trying to distract the American people.
I'm just from they're from, using from it. They the talk pandemic. About it every day. Can you what? Say yes or no,
Brett? I am not going to allow the Trump campaign to funnel their questions through Fox News and get me to respond to that."
Oregon wildfires are forcing over 500,000 people from their homes.
Oh, the wind was blowing so hard. It still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. I mean, it was bad.
At least 23 people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. With Bob Woodward's anti-Trump book about to be published, the media is focusing entirely on the easily debunked claim that Trump mishandled the Wuhan virus by lying to the American people. And what the media is ignoring is that there's a much more serious claim, which is that former Secretary of Defense General James Mattis plotted to overthrow Trump and his administration. And this fact, if true, supports a long-time fear about the damage Obama inflicted on the upper echelons of the Pentagon. The conservative treehouse caught the Mattis item, according to a pre-release excerpt from the Washington Post. Bob Woodward writes about a discussion between General James Mattis and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats about a plot to overthrow the elected government of the United States. What do you call a conversation between the Defense Secretary and the head of the U.S. intelligence apparatus, where they're talking about taking collective action to remove an elected president? That's called sedition, a seditious conspiracy. It began to clear last October that the Obama administration, with some help from Bill Clinton's presidency, had seated the Pentagon with leftist generals whose allegiance was to the deep state, to cultural leftism, and to the infamous and profitable military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned about in 1961. In only 5 years, Obama had conducted a major Pentagon purge, firing almost 200 senior officers who held the old-fashioned belief that the military exists to protect America. and should not be a social justice institution with limited firepower. The upper-level officers who remained were hardcore Democrats. While still in the military, Admiral McRaven gave bin Laden a respectful private burial. Once out of the military, he wrote an editorial for the New York Times strongly suggesting a military coup against Trump. Barry McCaffrey, a Clinton White House officer, likened Trump to Mussolini because he canceled the White House's newspaper subscriptions. And Obama's Joint Chiefs Vice Chair, James Winfield, was deeply offended on behalf of ISIS terrorist Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi because Trump did the psychologically smart thing of telling al-Baghdadi's followers that he died like a coward. In November, Sundance at the Conservative Treehouse pointed out that even though Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman used back channels to try to counteract his commander-in-chief's foreign policy solely because Vindman disagreed with the policy, the Defense Department invited him right back to the NSC. To Sundance, there was only one takeaway. The United States military is collaborating with the CIA to remove a U.S. president from office. And all of this says there's something rotten happening in the Pentagon. And the implications just aren't in the past. They're also in the future. Michael Anton has written the best article spelling out the fact that the Democrats are openly planning a coup if Biden doesn't win. And one of the crucial points about this planned coup is the Democrats have been explicit about military involvement. Although the Joint Chiefs of Staff or the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has said that it's not, they do not intend to do that. Their plan, in the event that Trump wins in a given state, is to send their Democrat electors to the Electoral College along with or even in lieu of the Republican electors. And the chaos that results, which will spill into the streets, Democrats trust that the military would take care of the rest. Anton also says that retired military officers, such as ones that, you know, I just talked about, and that probably includes Mattis and McRaven, have already said they will support a coup. And it's likely that they still have allies within the Pentagon, people who benefit from the perpetual wars that Obama, a supposed anti-war president and Nobel Peace Prize winner, nevertheless fought and instigated, and who also benefit from the pipeline flowing from the Pentagon to the profitable military-industrial complex. The laughable Atlantic article about Trump disrespecting the military was intended not just to get military votes on November 3rd, but to get military coup participants after November 3rd. Critical race theory training and 8 years of Obama's social justice policies have shifted many of the enlisted ranks from strong conservatives to equally strong Democrats. There is a shortcoming to their strategy. The military is not what it was. The rank-and-file military is not what it was. If we were to get into a fight with the Chinese, you would see what I meant. The only way to put a kibosh to all this is an overwhelming Trump turnout on November the 3rd, one that reminds Democrats that no matter where they are, the media, Hollywood, the military, the defense contractors, your neighborhood, that the people are behind Trump. I've heard someone say that Democrats have ensured that after the election, unless a bizarre miracle happens and Biden wins overwhelmingly, on, not after, November 3rd, there will be an upheaval. However, we know from the street battles in Democrat-run cities that if Biden does win, the disruptions will spread. Trump wins, the upheavals will meet the full force of the law and due process, and America can once again get down to the business of being the best, freest nation on the earth. I would think, and this is a thing I don't really understand, and I would love to see, I'd love to be on the ground there, and I'd love to be asking these people there. Like in Portland, right? They've got a bunch of people being bussed in that are causing a lot of violence. They've got a mayor who's allowing it to happen, and he's making the police force stand down. And that's happening. And that part of it, I understand. What I don't understand is where is the rest of the city? How does the rest of the city feel about this? And that becomes a thing. Because the rest of the city are going to vote accordingly. Unless they think, unless they're like, hey, this, you know, I can't imagine why they would vote this. Seattle, Minneapolis. I can't wait to see how this goes. New York. It's going to be interesting. It is going to be interesting. So we're going to see. But, I mean, I don't know. These generals that are former generals, I think they probably need to get a firm grasp on reality. They know how things work. And Trump, when he's reelected, will have 4 years unfettered. And that's a long time to, that's a long time to be the chief executive of the biggest planet, not the biggest planet, the biggest nation, the freest nation on the planet. I don't know what they're gonna, what their thought process is on this, because they can't be that confident right now. If they were confident, they wouldn't be worried about this and planning all this violence. But we're gonna see. We are definitely going to see about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. New York City. If you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. New York City is a gun control utopia where benevolent politicians, including Gotham's mayor, they are hell-bent on making it as difficult as possible for guns to be a part of a free society. Unfortunately, criminals seem to be running rampant. New York's gun control is making New York City a living hell, and not just for gun owners. It's turning the city streets into murder zones, where innocent children cannot even walk down the street with their parents. And that's because New York's politicians continue to assign blame to the gun. You know, I went to a gun shop yesterday, and I walked in there, and none of the guns leapt up and shot me. I've got guns around me right now. None of them are leaping up and shooting me. That's because a gun is a piece of, it's a bunch of metal cobbled together, designed to, you know, hold and fire bullets. A gun in my hands is a tool for peace and for protection. The problem becomes when the gun gets into the hands of somebody that is a criminal. The focus on the object that they show does nothing about crime, and they're not focusing on the criminal conduct. Just this past weekend, New York City experienced 23 criminal shootings, two of which resulted in deaths. Among those wounded was a 6-year-old boy, his mother, and 3 others. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio called it a peaceful weekend. He runs as a Democrat because there's no official socialist party that he can run on their ticket, so he runs as a Democrat. His audacious statement came on the heels of the New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea's announcement the city topped a 25-year high of gun-related arrests. Between August 31st and September 6th, 160 arrests were made in that 1 week alone. Commissioner Shea explained that 436 arrests were made in a 28-day period ending September the 6th, up 116 from the 320 arrests made for the same time period last year. And this is New York gun control. The inmates aren't running the asylum. They're running the city. Mayor de Blasio, he's the proof. He's been more interested in publicity photo ops painting streets than providing leadership and safety for his fellow citizens. Which, by the way, I get a kick out of those murals. I really do. I think they painted a mural in New York the other day in front of the Trump Tower. I don't know exactly what that's going to do to the president. He's still the president. He's still going to be the president. And he painted the street. Okay. Did you make it level and take out the potholes too? Mayor de Blasio claims that criminal violence will be cured with a coronavirus vaccine. I know. Don't shake your head while you're driving so much that you drive off the road. He's serious. He said in response to a reporter's question about ongoing crime, "We are dealing with a challenge we've never seen in the city. It is, thank God, temporary. There will be a vaccine. There will be a turnaround." Tell that to the thousands of residents that are fleeing New York City for safer communities. Never mind New Yorkers have endured more than 3 months of unrelenting violence where an innocent man was gunned down while walking his daughter across the street. I've seen that video. I understand how that worked, too, because that guy, he wasn't some desperado. He did not see the danger, and the danger got close. He did not see that happening. After that crime, de Blasio said it was the fault of the coronavirus, subsequent lockdowns, economic hardships, and increasingly warmer temperatures. He said it's a very serious situation. As we're getting into warmer and warmer weather, we're feeling the effects of people being cooped up for months. The economy hasn't restarted. We have a real problem here. Well, you know, it depends on where you are, doesn't it, though, the mayor? In certain parts of the country, the economy is trying to restart. It's trying to run. In my state, it's pretty much restarted. I still have to do a bunch of dumb stuff, but in my state, it has. And de Blasio doesn't understand that as the mayor, he is the chief executive of the city. He has a fiduciary duty to stop the criminal violence ravaging the street and its residents. And he could do that. He could get out there. He could have a news conference tomorrow. He could get out there and say, starting from this moment, I'm reinstating that $1 billion we're taking out of the police budget. I'm reinstating all the units that I shut down because obviously this is getting out of hand. People of New York City deserve safety. And we're not going to get it going this way. It's getting worse as I've tried to appease you. So now we're going to have to go another way because this is not working out. He could do that. But instead, he scapegoats. He shifts blame. He ignores what everybody else can see. Even New York's Democratic governor, Andrew Cuomo, blasted him for failing to contain crime as it spiraled out of control. He said, the NYPD and the mayor did not do their job last night. It was a disgrace. I believe the mayor underestimates the scope of the problem and he underestimates the duration of the problem. And he pointed out, you have 38,000 police officers. Deploy them. Give them support. On the videotape to me, you see a lot of looting and not enough police presence. Mayor de Blasio, he demurred on that one. He even turned away an offer of help from the National Guard. Instead, in July, de Blasio and the New York City Council shifted $1 billion from the New York Police Department's budget. A former police commissioner, he said that move cut the heart and soul out of the NYPD. The move, though, is disheartening to New Yorkers who trusted de Blasio years before when he said New Yorkers didn't need guns to keep themselves safe. He said they could rely on the police. He told Fox News Sean Hannity, he said, everyone deserves to be safe. The answer is not for everyone to have a firearm, any more than the answer is not for every teacher to have a firearm. Then he went out and proved the stupidity of that statement. But instead of police, instead of security, and instead of rights, New Yorkers in de Blasio's gun-controlled utopia have only one thing, which is criminals freely running around in the streets. I remember when Escape from New York came out. That predates my time in the military. I watched it when it came out. And I thought, what fantasy is this? Because New York was beginning their recovery, you know, back in the 80s. What fantasy is this where we would take a great city like New York and wall it up and keep all those people in there because they were just so crazy. And, well, then they elected de Blasio. I mean, even Bloomberg had better law and order. So, I'm just getting a kick out of this. Because the sad, sad part of this is that all of these officials that are letting all this happen in all of these cities across the country, they got elected. And their constituents are not taking them to task over this. Or if they are, I'm not seeing it. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.